Dr. Nancy Spencer-Poitra is the superintendent of the Northland School Division, and she joins us on the line here this morning. Doctor, thank you very much for joining us. How did the 2022 school year in the Northland School Division go?
Well, I think the best word would be unique and interesting. Between us having students in school and then out of school and then online and just a variety of different learning modalities that we had to adapt through the year, it definitely made it a unique and interesting year for both teachers and parents.
How tough was it for the, especially with it the being the year after the COVID before?
Well, it's interesting because we took advantage of the time when the ministry shut down the school divisions from March to June, and we had just done our very first district-wide PD session. We had just got the infrastructure in place to do technology across our entire division all at once, and that we did that on March 13th, and of course, we all know what happened on March 15th of 2020. Last year, our teachers had all of the tools that they needed to be able to do all types of learning online using all types of programming. We use Lexia, we use Symphony, those are different math and literacy programs. We worked with universities, so we had lots of opportunities. Sometimes I always say it's not good to waste a bad crisis, and we definitely took advantage of it to improve our pedagogical skills as well as learning opportunities for students.
I know there are teachers and students who like the online learning. Some people don't like the online learning. How much of a balance was it for you to have that in place, the online learning, even though, as I say, some people wasn't a big fan of it?
Well, it was interesting because of COVID and because of having to develop these skills, we actually last year had our very first online school. We now have an online school, Northland Online School, mm-hmm. where it was treated the same as any other school. They had morning assemblies, and they even had daily phys ed, if you can imagine. So, and this year we're adding the grade 10s to it. So before it was just a K to 9, now it'll be K to 10. Some students, you're absolutely right, flourish on online learning. Others don't. And so we made sure that when we did have to go to online learning, if parents didn't feel comfortable, and some of our parents still didn't have the appropriate internet to do some of it.
Having said that, Doctor, how much was it of a relief or the excitement? How much was the excitement was it to get the students back into the classroom?
Oh, the students are the heart of the school. Teachers were extremely happy to have the students back in the school. For teachers, that's the whole purpose of why you go into teaching, to work with students and to be able to, you know, see their emotions, to be able to work with them side by side as opposed to, you know, maybe at a distance. So, it was a very exciting time for all of our schools to have the children back.
Now the 2022 is in the rearview mirror, as it were. The 2023 school year, believe it or not, is just up in a month and a half. What are some of the projects that are being put forward for Northland next school year?
Well, it's funny that you ask that because we have actually, we were just talking about it, we have quite a few projects. So one of the things we're just completing is a research project with the University of Lethbridge, Calgary, University of Calgary, University of Alberta, and McEwen University, Concordia University, where they were looking at the teacher leadership quality standards and the various standards for all three competencies. And it was really exciting for us because we were recognized as a rural school division, or as our researcher had said, she said that the increased focus on building teachers and school leaders' competence through ongoing professional learning opportunities created a systematic or a coherent vision of learning. And for our students and for our teachers, she was saying that it has showed a huge improvement, and that's exciting for us. So that was a four-year project, and we'll be getting our final results in October. We also are starting a pilot project with, it's not a pilot, it's a research project with McEwen University in regards to community engagement. And the purpose behind that particular research is that it's going to look at how family and community member engagement in the education may, you know, help to improve student achievement and outcomes related to literacy and numeracy, Indigenous language, etc. And so I know there has been some research done on it, but not necessarily within Indigenous communities. So that's quite exciting, and so that'll be something new. We are also, last year, we had approached the University of Calgary to do a math pilot with six of our schools using the Jump Math program, which actually is the program that the government has picked, and I have to say it is a wonderful program for teaching math. And so we piloted it for six schools this year, working with the university staff, including probably one of the top mathematicians in Canada. And they now have just received a grant on the work, and so we're going to be able to do another 3 years of this research with them. So we'll be able to include our other many of our other schools in the project as well. And we're already seeing success using that particular program. Throughout the pandemic, and even before the pandemic, one of the things that in rural Alberta is very hard to get specialist teachers in the areas of, say, math and science. And so a year ago, we signed an MOU with the Space and Science Center in Edmonton. And over this last year, through the partnership, what they do is our kids zoom in and they teach science lessons, but we also infuse the Indigenous traditions and languages and things about it. Sometimes particular things start off with an Indigenous story, and then they relate the Indigenous story to what they're teaching about in science. What we have found with that is that we've had over 1,500 of our students completing in these various sessions, and not only is it helping our students, you know, have top quality science by the experts, it's also allowing our teachers to see how science is taught by people who are scientists. So we had 13 TELUS World events, and they would be, some of them were like a week long where they would focus on different things, different days. So that was the one partnership to try and bring higher expertise in science to rural Alberta in our case. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was we want to increase our high school completion. So we partnered with McEwen University and again signed an MOU a year ago. And we offered 4 dual credits, and I'm only aware that we are the only school district that I'm aware of in Alberta that's able to offer 4 different ones. One of them was policing in Canada, another one was law and administration of justice, the third was child and adolescent development, and the fourth was Indigenous Studies 100. And so this year we offered that to our high school students, and we earned over 60 university credits, as well as 86 high school credits were awarded in addition with the university credit. So we had students who graduated this year with not only the high school, but having completed 1 to 3 courses in university. So when they go to university, they've already got 3 courses completed and credits for those courses. One of the things that parents really liked about it is, you know, with the pandemic, a lot of students, you know, are trying to get into university again. But with our students, they were already enrolled in the university. They actually had university credit or student cards while they were still students of ours. And so they were already students in McEwen University, so they didn't have to go through the process of getting accepted with all of the numbers that are trying to get in right now. They already were students at McEwen University.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's going to be one heck of a busy year, and I wish you guys all the best. That is for sure. Dr. Nancy Spencer-Poitras is the superintendent of the Northland School Division. Doctor, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.